hoping that they, one of them, gets that playoff game with St. Martin coming up later this afternoon.
A theme so nice we get to do it twice, Randy, is it's win and in, lose and be done. Your schedule frees up on Wednesdays, Fridays, and the weekend, and we get a Stearns County League North bout part four between New Munich and Spring Hill. Somebody's going to be happy. Somebody's going to be pretty ticked off in the Dutchman Bowl here at 2:45 or so.
You bet. What's going to happen after this game's done, Kirby, we will know which four teams are going to represent Region 15C in this year's state tournament. And then we begin the process of playing for the number four seed, the number three, the number two, and ultimately the number one seed. And being the number one seed, what does that give you, Kirby?
You get that first round bye, which, you know, you see on Twitter sometimes some people say the, you know, sometimes important, sometimes not bye, but you get the first pick of the draft. You get the fifth pick of the draft. You get that free entry into the second round of the state tournament. So it's not playing for peanuts. That's a big spot right there.
You bet. Region 15C baseball here on KASM, brought to you by our sponsors, El Rosa Lumber Company, the Greenwall Pub, El Rosa Grain and Feed, Pep's Pork of Earl Spring Hill, BNS Excavating in Belgrade, Omni Chrysler Center, Sportsman's Den of Lake Henry, Gilliland Chevrolet in St. Cloud, Promotional Resources Incorporated over in St. Joseph. Of course, they supply us with that coveted Chasm hat. St. Martin National Bank and Insurance Agency, Albany Family Dentistry, Kramer Lumber, True Value of Melrose, Kensington Insurance Agency, Painesville Mutual Insurance Company, Trapper's Pub and Grub and Farming, the Central Minnesota Realty, Lake Henry Implement, Leo's Auto Body and Glass and Farming, Painesville Farmers Union Co-op, Albany Mutual Telephone, Rambo Incorporated, Central Minnesota Insurance Agency, the Freeport State Bank, Corky's Bar in Richmond, Worms Lumber and Ready Mix in New Munich, Sauk Center in Long Prairie, Myergrove Co-op and QPC Store, Dairyland Supply of Sauk Center, Ecker Feed Service in New Munich, John Dold, Century 21 First Realtor, Liberty Electric, Stony Creek Dairy, IPM of Wade Park, Shady's Long Shots, right at Rich Spring Golf Course on Highway 23 between Richmond and Cold Spring, and Westside Liquor of Wade Park, our Region 15C sponsors. Hey, without them, this tournament over the course of two weekends is not possible. Thank you to all those sponsors.
They make it happen for us, Randy, and it means a lot, and we appreciate that. We appreciate their hopping on board here. We'll be making a few connections and phone calls in the coming days to set up our state tournament broadcast as well here on KESM, as Randy and I have. Of course, we'll cover 15C, the winner of this one, St. Martin, and Richmond, Luxembourg, St. Martin, and the winner of this one we'll cover in the state tournament. We've discussed Painesville, Regal. If either of those teams make it, they might fall on our list. Potentially a look at the east of us with the likes of Watkins and Kimball as well. Regal is up 3-0 after 5-0. Excuse me, after four. So says one of Randy's sources, Tim Beyer. Also apparently got to say hello to Gloria Beyer. Gloria, I'm surprised I just couldn't hear her. She had to text in to say the score. Randy, you figured she could have just said it to us. But I got the starting lineups for you right now. I will have our starting lineups for you right here. First for the visitors on the scoreboard, it is leading off for Spring Hill. Eric Terrace batting second in left field. Is Austin Schamberg batting third at shortstop. Is Jamie Terrace batting fourth. The designated hitter, Anthony Reverman, batting fifth in right field. Regan Nelson batting sixth at third base. Is Eric Schoenberg batting seventh in center field. Owen Meyer batting eighth at first base. Luke Damer batting ninth in catching. Is Nathan Terrace pitching today. Is Peyton Van Beck, the draftee from El Rosa. We're going to take a one-minute timeout. I'll get you that New Munich starting lineup coming up, and we'll get that first pitch coming up in a minute. It is state tournament entrant game between New Munich and Spring Hill. We got it for you in a minute on Chasm Radio.
At Painesville Mutual Insurance Company, we're always focused on dedicated, personalized service for you. That means you can trust us to keep you top of mind. As a proud Grinnell Mutual Insurance Company, we'll be there when you need us most, helping protect all that's important to you, including your future. With Grinnell Mutual, you can trust in tomorrow. Contact your local Painesville Mutual agent today. Trust in Tomorrow is a registered trademark of Grinnell Mutual Reinsurance Company. The Sportsman's Den in Lake Henry is where you find the kind of food that Mom and Grandma used to make. Stop by for a noon lunch special served Tuesday through Friday or order off the menu. Dine in-house or take-it-to-go options are always available, and the portions are for big appetites, so come hungry. Saturday night is $5 burger basket night from 5 until 9. And remember the Sportsman's Den for your weddings, anniversaries, and birthdays. Mark those calendars for Saturday, September 25th. Cindy has booked the Shaw Band and has them playing from 8 until midnight at the Sportsman's Den in Lake Henry. To order or book your events, phone the Sportsman's Den in Lake Henry, 243-4546.
We welcome you back to Cold Spring Baseball Park as Spring Hill and New Munich ready to duke it out here. And before we get going, out onto the field, it is Herman Lenzing, Herman the German from the Star Post. He'll throw out the first pitch to Joe Stengler, just a bit outside. And a nice honor for Herman Lenzing, Randy Rothstein, my broadcast partner. Some nice words to say for Herman, as we'll get into that. As congratulations to Herman Lenzing, and we are ready to rumble here as the Streaks will take the field. Lineups for New Munich, leading off in left field, Carter Beer, batting second at first base is Nick Stengler. Batting third at shortstop, it's Will Funk. Batting fourth at first base, Ty Reller. Batting fifth is the second baseman, Chad Funk. Batting sixth and DH is Logan Funk. Batting second and catching, or batting seventh, how about, and catching is Joe Stengler. Batting eighth in right field, Hunter Rademacher. Batting ninth at third base, Jacob Hinnenkamp. And playing, is playing center field as Tanner Reeland will bat ninth and play third base and DH for, again, Beer, Stengler, Funk, Reller, Funk, Funk, Stengler, Rademacher, Hinnenkamp with Tanner Reeland playing third base. So there's the lineups for you, as Randy. Nice work on the Herman Lenzing first pitch. I guess the shout out for you right there.
I got so many great stories just about Herman Lenzing, and my early amateur career. I started playing in 1988 at the age of 25, and I would sit in the dugout and these first few games, and I'm going, what the heck's going on? There's this car just cruising down either that back road from Lake Henry to Roscoe or from St. Martin. And they're going, yeah, it's Herman. Herman's coming to get our scores. It's going to be in the paper. And, you know, it was the coolest thing. He'd take your scorebook and he'd copy it down and he'd write an article on your results. And, you know, that was before social media.
Yep.
Cell
phones weren't a thing.
And Herman is one of those that's deserving of such an honor.
Baseball Hall of Famer. Someday you'll be there, Randy, and you got to talk about him being in the Hall of Fame. So congratulations to Herman Lenzing.
Yeah.
Ty Reller's on the mound. Eric Terrace in the batter's box for the first two and last two to get us going here in the Dutchman Bowl. It's Randy Rothstein.
Thank you, Ty Reller. The left-hander for New Munich gets the ball this afternoon. Boy, Ty delivers a strike and 0-1 Reller. He's got a pretty impressive resume so far in the tournament. 9 innings pitched, gave up 5 runs, 3 earned, and struck out 9. And he is facing Eric Terrace, the pitch a ball, and 1-1 to Terrace. Terrace, Schoenberg, and Terrace here in the first. There's a strike right over the middle of the plate, and the count 1-2. You think these guys know each other well?
These guys are well-versed on what each. There's no scouting reports coming into this matchup.
No, absolutely not. The 1-2 to Eric is outside, and the count 2-2.
If you know their middle name and their birth sign, I think you don't need a scouting report.
2-2. The pitch, and Terrace swings and misses. He's out on strikes.
Not an easy guy to punch out either, Randy, and he got Terrace to chase right there for out number one.
That'll bring up Austin Schoenberg. Austin, a neighbor to Cold Spring Baseball Park to the north.
Mm-hmm.
As he is in the box, the right-handed hitter facing the lefty Reller, and a swing and a miss by Austin, strike one. You think Reller's a little gassed up here? He looks like he is bringing it.
I'd say he's loose.
Curveball beaten on the ground to Reeland at third across the diamond, and Tanner with a 5-3 put out in the 6'6" frame of Ty Reller. He just ducks down, doesn't he?
On the mound, so he's even taller yet. Yeah. And he realized the path of the ball that Reeland was going to throw to Stengler at first. He was right in it. Get out of the way. No, I'll just take a seat here on the mound for two quick ones.
Yep. It's got to go through Reller, says Reeland, and so over the head it is. To the plate, Jamie Terrace. Jamie, the shortstop for the Spring Hill Chargers, and Jamie's having a great tournament. 5-for-8 coming in today's ball game. The first pitch, a strike to Terrace, and 0-1. Terrace on the drive to right field, and running in that right field corner, making the catch is Hunter Rademacher, and that will end the first for the Chargers. Nothing across, no runs, no hits, no errors, no one left on. A quick first, no score. It's New Munich coming to bat in 1 minute.
Sometimes we overlook the benefits of a local service provider. At Albany Mutual Telephone, we realize you have options, and we know you need more than just a local provider. You need up-to-date, cutting-edge technology. With our fiber-to-the-home network, you get access to groundbreaking internet speeds. We take pride in serving our customers better than anyone else, and providing really fast internet speeds, too. Albany Mutual Telephone. Technology all the way home. 320-845-2101. Lake Henry Implement wishes the best to all the area teams in this year's tournament. You can find the most efficient and advanced tractors in the industry at Lake Henry Implement, along with top quality service. Stop in and check the lot of equipment. Massey, Ferguson, Heston, H&S, along with tillage equipment, skid loaders, manure spreaders, and mowers for your lawn. The savings are huge and are waiting for you with every purchase at Lake Henry Implement. Stop in and see for yourself what they all have for your farming needs. Lake Henry Implement, located on Highway 4 north of Lake Henry. Your dependable neighbor. We are AM 1150 KASM Albany, FM 105.5 HD2 KDDG Albany, and KASM Albany at FM 107.7 all the time.
What a great place to be on a sunny, summer-filled afternoon.
You got to love it.
I mean, at the baseball park.
Jack Bell press box. Not a cloud in the sky. Outfielders hate it. Broadcasters love it.
Yep. And Peyton Van Beck gets the ball for the Chargers this afternoon. The draftee from El Roseanne. He delivers a strike to Carter Beer. And on one, it'll be Beer, Nick Stangler, and Will Funk facing Van Beck, who had a pretty darn good week last week. 9 innings pitched, no runs, 8 strikeouts. Or actually, that was Will Van Beck for Spring Hill. Actually, it should be Peyton.
That's just a mistype. Yeah. Sorry. All that right. Should be a P. It That's on me, P. Randy.
All right. Sorry, Kirby. And a swing and a miss, and Beer goes down on strikes. You know, Kirby, he went and put all these stats together this week. And so we've got some stuff to work off after last week. So
then I go ahead and drop the ball on that W.
It was the last one you had to type.
Last one. Front and back sheet, 6 teams, full stats, and the last, you know, one of the last first names I do, I screw it up.
And at the plate, Nick Stangler, the pitch to Nick inside from Peyton Van Beck in the count 1-0. Will Van Beck did end up on a team.
He did.
Yep.
He's on the Meyer Grove squad.
Pitch on the inside corner to Mr. Nick Stangler, and the count at 1-1. Nick, he's a multi-purpose player. He'll play some outfield for you, do some pitching. Today he gets first base. Stangler takes inside, and the count at 2-2.
He's on that Russ Kultoff, Randy Rostein, Kirby Hammett short list of lefties who bat right.
That is correct. And a swing and a miss by Nick, strike 2, 2-2.
Speaking of lefties, boys are feeling good today. Van Beck and Reller through. I mean, it's very, very early, but
yeah,
sharp early.
2-2, 1-1, no one on for the Silver Streaks, and this one has popped up in foul ground. That's going to go over the sports deck, as those fans in the sports deck watching it land. What I'm presuming is in the parking lot. I'm screened from that parking lot here. The only shadows we have on the field now are from the big, tall light towers. Otherwise, it's filled with sunshine, and the pitch high from Van Beck, and the count now full at 3-2.
Van Beck was brilliant last week, as Randy alluded to, when he was looking at that stat sheet that had the typo, compliments of my work computer. But Van Beck knifing right through the Farming Flames last Sunday afternoon.
And the kick pitch. Stangler rips this one foul down the left field line into the corner. I believe Peyton Van Beck's got a chasm hat.
Oh, yeah.
Got the coveted chasm hat that I'm sure he is probably heavily guarded at home right now. 3-2, one out. The Van Beck pitch on the way. Stengler ground ball to short. Down on it nicely, Jamie Terrace. Cross the diamond and 6-3 in the putout.
Putting the, what would you say, putting the future of Terrace Enterprises in play of that one right there, making sure that ball wasn't going to get by him as Jamie stays down on it nicely. He had a tough afternoon last Saturday against St. Martin, Randy, a couple couple E's, but nice player right there to get it going. So you get Van Beck for Spring Hill here. El Rosa drafty. Ethan Vogt, drafty from El Rosa as well. He's on the New Munich roster. They wore the same jersey, and I know they have multiple options. Do you think they contacted each other coming into the game?
I don't know, Kirby. That's a good call. That'd be a question to ask after the game.
I'll be on it.
Yeah. First pitch to Will Funk inside a ball, 1-0. Funk, a high chopper to third. Here's Eric Schoenberg. He's up to the task. Throws it across the diamond. 5-3 in the putout. Funk and his silver streaks done here in the first. Nothing across. No runs. No hits. No errors. No one left on. One in the books. And no score. Spring Hill to Munich. We're back in a minute on KASM.
Thermotech premium windows and doors have been framing your world since 1993 and are available at Kramer Lumber in Melrose. Thermotech custom replacement windows and patio doors are expertly designed and manufactured to provide energy efficiency, exceptional safety and security, and greater comfort and beauty all year long. Thermotech windows are easy to operate and clean inside and out and require very little maintenance to keep their attractive appearance. Stop in at Kramer Lumber Melrose and ask them about Thermotech windows and doors for your building or remodeling. Stearns County Baseball in the summertime goes together like Freeport State Bank and you, the customer. Summertime is vacation time with the family, doing home improvements, or just kicking back and relaxing. Need a loan for a recreational vehicle, vacation, home improvements, agricultural, home refinancing, or whatever the needs may be? Contact their experienced lending team at Freeport State Bank. Freeport State Bank. Customer service is their priority. With offices in Freeport, New Munich, Melrose, and Greenwald. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
1, 2, 3,
off to the second inning we go. Anthony Reberman, Regan Nelson, Eric Schoenberg facing Ty Reller. Ground ball to Reeland at third base. And Reeland throws across the diamond. Nick Stengler goes off the bag to field the ball. And then he steps on first base at the very last second. And out is Reberman.
See what Tanner did there, Randy, is he didn't patty kick it. He got rid of it quickly. So if you do make that error, you pull your first baseman off. He has enough time to get back on the bag and you still get the out.
Yep. Nick plays a good first base where kind of straddles that first base so you're not, like, stuck in one position and when that throw comes.
It is a reactionary position. Yeah. You don't have to stand out there with your glove like it's T-ball.
At the plate, Regan Nelson, the first pitch a strike, and now he fouls one to the screen and the count at 0-2.
Our loyal listener in the right field corner of Richmond's Royal Baseball Park, Dylan Adams, sending me a Snapchat, Randy, listening to us, watching the Vikes. Nice little Saturday for Dill.
Uh-huh. Pitch outside and high in the count, 1-2. Ty Reller, give me the ball, and I want to throw. As the left-hander winds and delivers, ball hits slowly to short. Will Funk has it across the diamond, and a 6-3 putout. Talk about keeping the ball down in the strike zone. 5-3 putout in the first, 5-3 in the second, 6-3 in the second. Three of the first five outs that come via the ground ball. And a strikeout in there, too, yet. So
this is, this is his day. Regions 2019, Randy, you'll remember, Ty, the masterpiece he diced against us, St. Martin over in Farming. He still gives you grief that we didn't record that
I
game.
I know. Yeah, I feel bad.
As do I.
Eric Schoenberg at the plate for the Chargers, and that pitch is high for a ball, 1-0.
Reminder to Scott Stevens back at the sports studio to record our game this afternoon.
Yes, indeed. The 1-0 pitch, high again to Eric, and 2-0. Two balls, no strikes. On deck, Owen Meyer for the Chargers. Oh, that comes inside to Eric Schoenberg and just tucks that right shoulder out of the way, and that gets by Joe Stengler, goes to the backstop, and 3-0.
Pinpoint control through the first five batters. They throw a lefty in there. Now he's all over.
Three balls, no strikes. Ty Reller That pitch outside and low, ball four. So four straight to Shane Berg. He's the game's first base runner.
Having about 11 amateur exhibition innings in my pitching career, Randy, so I'm no judgment of character by any means, but just you have those ready for the first five. You get a lefty in there, things just look different, just feels different. You want to work inside. You know, one little change.
It's just different for a pitcher. Got to maybe throw it just a little bit of a different angle. And Owen Meyer takes the first pitch for a called strike. As Meyer, the right-handed hitter, you know, 1-1 to Owen.
Owen.
Pitch inside from Ty, and the count at a ball and a strike. Winner of this ball game will get St. Martin. That will be the start of our seeding games. Meyer bloops this one to center field, and seemingly with a beat on it is Jacob Hinnenkamp. He'll make the catch for the out. That'll do it for the Chargers here in the second. No runs, no hits, no errors. One left on. 1.5, no score. New Munich and Spring Hill. We're back in a minute.
For some of the very best food in the area, make the Greenwald Pub your stop. Evening specials and daily noon specials. They also do catering and will deliver to your location, or you can pick up what you need. Phone ahead for your events. They rent out tables and chairs too. Get your events booked at the pub. Phone 987-3100. Wishing all the best to the area teams from the gang at the Greenwald Pub in Greenwald.
Attention farmers, do you still use silo loaders? Are you having trouble getting parts? Well, Dairyland Supply and Sac Center can help. We carry an extensive line of new parts on hand for Badger, Hanson, Jamesway, Vandale, and more. Give Mike, Dan, or Lashana a call at 800-338-6455 for your silo parts needs before harvest sneaks up on us.
If you have a barn, we have a solution.
Bottom of the second, Ty Reller will lead it off for New Munich. It's Reller, Chad Funk, and Logan Funk facing Peyton Van Beck for Spring Hill. And Van Beck's pitch catches the outside corner, and 0-1.
Now it's in my head.
Yeah, Friday night strike there.
I can't get off of it now.
Her ball that's drilled on the ground to Eric Terrace. We'll come up with it in his throw at a first 4-3 in the putout.
ET watching our first game today, maybe Randy, saw that some interesting hops at second, so we decided to gain ground on it, backpedaling. You would never teach that as an infielder. Steve Halls would, you know, barf watching a middle infielder back up like that. But wanting that long hop, you react to the ball hits you, and he got the long hop and made the play.
He did. He did. Coming off the heels, too. Kind of flipped it over to Damer, 4-3. Chad Funk to the plate. Chad playing second base today for the Silver Streaks. As Van Beck comes home, pitch right down the middle, strike one.
Seeing each of these lefties now, Reller and Van Beck, Randy, early in the count, bring it on. You know, you're going to hit it, it's going to be there.
Yep. 0-1. Peyton kicks, delivers, and the pitch crossing the plate, strike two, and 0-2.
Not an overpowerer, you know, and we talked about it last week during the farming game. You have to respect the curveball because it is sharp. So it's he does a good job mixing looks and changing speeds.
The ball, it's two strikes. Pitch to Chad, and looped down the right field line. This one's foul.
Chad's hands are stinging right now.
Nick Stangler is going to hop out of the dugout and go pick that one up. 0-2 the count. If you're just joining us, no score. This is a state qualifier game here in Cold Spring this afternoon. St. Martin qualified earlier, beating the Cold Spring Rockies 9-1. And the pitch low to Funk. The count to ball and two strikes. 1-2 the count. Peyton Van Beck delivers. Here's a shot to left center field. That's going to drop in for the game's first hit. Austin Sheenberg there to cut it off and back into the infield. And you bet, the old guy in the lineup with a base hit.
Need a Regents hit? Better call Chad. He punches one to left center right there. And a two-strike pitch that Van Beck, it looked like he was trying to work it in on the hands. Chad just kind of got ahead of it and smacked it to left center for the Silver Streak's first base runner.
You know, that's, I think, the Chad Funk successes over the years is that his batting stance, he spreads his feet out so much that he gets such a good look at that pitch coming through the strike zone, Kirby.
Who hasn't mimicked Chad Funk's batting stance from a visiting dugout or in BP or something like that?
Many of us would get sore hamstrings.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That guy must have rubber bands for hamstrings.
You bet. Here's Logan Funk at the plate. The first pitch, a strike call to Logan in 0-1. Damer holds Funk at first, and Logan, in a minute, excuse me, check swing. I shouldn't have swung at that. Strike two.
Burning in on the hands. This time it's lefty-lefty right there, and Logan got kind of buzzed the tower, but he started, so he had to kind of keep going. 3-for-6 last weekend, 2 RBIs, 2 runs scored.
Catcher Joe Stangler waits on deck as Van Beck comes home, and Funk out on strikes as he chases the Friday night strike.
He didn't want none of that as he Funk making his way back to the dugout right now. And that's always tough for the DH. I don't know about you. I DH'd for like 2 games in high school baseball, and we strike out as a DH, and then it's like, gosh, the only thing I'm contributing to the game is my hitting, and I didn't hit the ball. So now I get to sit here and think about it for a few innings.
Yes. And it's like, is the coach going to put somebody else in?
He asked me to do one thing.
I know.
They gave me one job, and I didn't do it.
Here's Joe Stangler, the catcher for the Silver Streaks. Chad Funk taking himself about a 2.5-step lead over at first. He goes. Here's the pitch. Terrace's throw to second, and safe at second as sliding and creating a cloud of dust is number 4.
The Elder Statesman stealing on the Elder Statesman right there is Chad. 2 outs, you know, you got a good time to run with 2 outs. You know, if they throw you out, what are you going to do? So Chad swipes the bag. Good throw by Nathan. Chad just beat it.
Yes, he did, and he's in scoring position, and now Nate Terrace out to have a word with Peyton Van Beck. And
sign, you know, sequence.
Yeah, it's sign sequence probably. Yep.
It was a quick talk. He went out there and just probably said second sign or whatever sequence they're going with. Circling back, Randy, and you've talked to guys who have DH'd over the years. Not easy. Some guys hate it. Some guys love it.
It's so tough to stay in the game as a DH. Yeah, you really have to have a certain mentality. And, I mean, just enjoy your successes when they do happen at the plate. And, you know, again, 333, that's a good average, isn't it?
Gets you
that's one out of every 3 times.
Gets
though.
You to Cooperstown.
Yeah. Pitch a ball to Joe Stangler in the count 2-0 as Funk taking that lead at second. Here's a fly ball to center field. Owen Meyer making the catch in right center field, and that will do it for the Silver Streaks in the second. No runs, a hit, no errors. One left on. We played 2. Here in Cold Spring, no score. New Munich and Spring Hill. Kirby Hemish coming up with our broadcast after this 1 minute timeout.
Our automotive journey began when Dwayne Gilliland was hired as a service tech at a dealership. Dwayne worked his way up to service manager and then to general manager. He told the owner that he'd hoped to own his own dealership, so the employer helped Dwayne achieve his dream and worked with him to secure the purchase of Bastion Chevrolet in 1986. Dwayne and Karen, along with their young children, Christy and Grant, moved from Grand Forks to St. Cloud to begin living the dream of owning a Chevrolet dealership, Gilliland Chevrolet. Currently, Christy and Grant have grabbed a hold of the family business torch and continue to live by their father's principles and traditions. Please join us for our 35th anniversary celebration and car show. Enjoy beautiful classics, live music, games, food, and more. The Gilliland family and team are so grateful for your support over the past 35 years and look forward to celebrating with you on August 24th from 4 to 8 p.m. All makes and models welcome. Visit us at GillilandChevrolet.com. Find new roads.
Gilliland makes the difference.
Top 3 we go here, Region 15C. Elimination, win and in, lose and done. It's 8-9-1 for Spring Hill. Luke Damer, Nate Terrace, Eric Terrace as the first two's first offering from Ty Reller in there for a strike. Ty's been good today. He walked Eric Schoenberg in the second. Other than that, coming right at these Charger bats as the one-strike pitch, that's in there for a strike as well. Quickly 0-2. Damer last weekend in that 8th spot. Luke, a tough one, 0-6. For Spring Hill, as Reller's 0-2 offering, ooh, just missing inside. Reller with a step off the mound, thinking the ball was going to go around the horn. He scampers right back to the bump, ready to go as the plate umpire Larry Midas saying that that was inside. So he strikes him out on the next pitch instead as Dehmer goes down on strikes, swinging for out number one, strikeout number two for Ty Reller.
He is just so tough, Kirby, I tell you. It's so bright outside, too. So that fastball that he has right now just adds seems like a few extra miles per hour on it, doesn't it?
Got that white jersey. He's tall, as Nate Terrace into the box. First pitch missing inside for a ball. He's tall, so he has kind of that. It seems like he's got less to throw it because he does have less room. He doesn't have to throw it the full 50-some-odd feet. He's already pushing off the mound even farther than the other guy. As that pitch drag bunt attempt, that will twist foul by Nathan, moving our count to 1-1. Nader last week was 1-for-6 for Spring Hill. Charger bats, this was a nice weekend for Jamie Terrace. Nice weekend for Austin Schoenberg. Owen Meyer with a couple hits. Other than that, kind of quiet. Eric Terrace stole a couple bags. Got on via the walk. They're looking to go to States. New Munich 2. As 1-1, the offering. Terrace hits it on the ground towards short. Third hop fielded by Funk. Strong throw from short in time. 6-3 to retire Nate Terrace for out number two. Seen some water between games, Randy. The old Springer Park just drinks that right up, huh?
Oh, it does. Yeah, and, you know, the last few days, Kirby, have been so dry, speaking from a weather side to things. I mean, the dew points have been in the 40s. The humidities have been in the 20s. And so any kind of precipitation you put out there, it's gone.
So two quick ones. Lineup flips over. It's Eric Terrace into the batter's box as he looks at a first pitch ball from Ty Reller. 1-0 the count. As that pitch in there for a strike, got a text from Cody Eichers, Randy, former Spring Hill Charger, former El Rosa Saint, saying he's at the Metalark Country Club in Melrose, loving the Dutchman Bowl comments, and he's having fun as Terrace lifts that one foul. Hey, Cody, nice hearing from you. If you want to get a hold of Randy, let us know where you're listening to. Runs, what's your phone number?
It is 320-248-1602.
248-1602. Text Randy. Let him know where you're listening today. He gets a bang
out
of that.
There's a lot of you at weddings today.
1-2 offering from Reller to Terrace, fouled at home plate. Eric was the first strikeout victim of Ty Reller, first of two on the afternoon. That was back in the first inning, getting our game going. New Munich's the home team because they won the Stearns County League North playoff against Spring Hill. That was two Sundays ago over in Greenwald. So that gets them the nice, spacious first base dugout and the last wrap as being the home team. As 1-2 the count, Terrace calling time. Reller ready. 1-2 offering from Reller. Off-speed pitch. Popped up foul and out of play. Terrace staying tough in there. Count stays put at 1-2. Around the horn for the Silver Streaks. At third base, it's Tanner Reeland. Shortstop, Will Funk. Second base is Chad Funk. At first base, Nate Stengler. As swing and a miss on a pitch up and away. Eric Terrace, I said before, tough guy to strike out. Reller's got him twice, Randy.
Yes, he has, and that just shows where Reller's game is at today. It's at a high level, Kirby.
He has brought it. Chargers got to bring it, too. We've played 2.5. We're scoreless thus far between Spring Hill and New Munich. Back in 1 minute, Region 15C. Where would you rather be than right here on KASM?
Looking for friendly conversation and a favorite beer, soda, or mixed drink? Stop into Corky's Bar in Richmond. Corky's always has the latest scoop on the Richmond Royals and your favorite Minnesota sports teams. Be sure to come by for Corky's weekly meat raffle on Saturday afternoons at 1:30. And don't forget happy hour Monday through Friday from 4 until 6. Also, if you like gaming, Corky's Bar has pull tabs and e-tabs. Best of luck and come back and sing Schnitzelbank Royals from everyone at Corky's Bar in Richmond.
If you're in the market to buy or sell your home or property, Matt Imdick of Central Minnesota Realty would like to talk with you. They have 12 office locations and 70 agents ready to serve your needs with a flexible commission structure and free home evaluations offered. If you need a strong team to help you buy or sell a property, call Central Minnesota Realty today at 320-420-1295. We're a local family, one company operation excited to earn your business. Please visit us at centralminnesotarealty.com or call Matt Imdick at 320-420-1295.
8-9-1 for the Silver Streaks in their half of the third inning. Rademacher, first name Hunter, swings through the first offering from Peyton Van Beck. Second pitch, he flips foul. Glad Randy's on his broken phone that he didn't see where that one ended up. Might be on a broken windshield right now, and he might have to use that broken phone to call Leo come Monday. Two dents now as the two-strike pitch that's lifted into short left field. This will be a tough play. Over for a look at the left field foul line, making the catch on the run. Pardon me, Austin Schoenberg. He made that look routine, Randy.
He did. He just scampered to the line. Well, we know how fast Austin is, too, and he could easily be playing center field for the Chargers, too, Kirby.
Don't tell his dad I said this, but that kid's a good ball player. He's tough out, competitive, one of the many Schoenberg arm problems over the years. Gave his heart, his soul, and his labrum to Spring Hill over the years, just like his brother and his brother and his brother before that. Probably his dad is a drag bunt attempt right there from Jacob Hinnenkamp and Nate Terrace. Speaking of the future of Terrace Industries right there, Randy took that foul tip on the bunt attempt. Larry Midas is going to go have a chat with Peyton Van Beck as Nathan still sitting. He's in his catcher's crouch. One of those moments, too, where almost like, just let's just keep it going. It's not going to stop hurting. You know, if we're waiting for it to stop hurting, we're going to be here for a while. I chose to catch. I've been doing it for 20-some years is what Nathan's saying. As Van Beck's one-strike pitch, that's in there for a strike, moving our count to 0-2. Chad Funk, the lone hit for New Munich. It was a walk to Eric Schoenberg, the lone base runner for the Chargers, as the two-strike pitch by Hinnenkamp hit on the ground towards third. Eric Schoenberg up with it. Speaking of Schoenbergs, who threw a lot for Spring Hill, Eric with the catch. Throw across the diamond to Luke Damer to retire Hinnenkamp for out number two. Two quick ones. Lineup turns back over to Carter Beer. As the first offering to Carter Beer, that pitch is in there, or excuse me, that pitch is fouled away for a strike one for Will Van Beck, trying to match zeros that Ty Reller has put up as they get a fresh baseball. One strike the count as right back comes the lefty, Peyton Van Beck. That pitch hits Carter in the helmet.
Oof-da.
This man was hit by a pitch, what? Once last weekend, and this one he takes in the helmets, and apparently there's plenty of foam underneath that thing because he acted like it was nothing, Randy.
He heard it up here, Kirby. It sounded like a foul ball.
Ball bounced almost to the Silver Streak first base dugout. Carter's okay. Paul Sand just looked at him and gave him like a thumbs up, kind of that question thumbs up, and Carter looked at him like, well, yeah, I'm at first, aren't I? So a man on. That'll bring Nick Stengler to the plate. Stengler bounced out to Jamie Terrace back in the first inning as Van Beck. There goes Carter Beer, first pitch. Pitch missing for a ball. Nate Terrace's throw down is not in time. Stolen base by Carter Beer. They went first move on the lefty, Randy, so he got a good jump. Terrace with another good throw, but they, you know, you don't really steal off the catcher. You steal off the pitcher.
Right. You know, that umpire, Kirby's got to get a pretty darn good angle early on because once that player starts sliding, there is such a
dust
cloud
bowl, yeah.
of dust. No way he's going to see if a hand comes off or anything like that.
It's basically as the 1-0 pitch, missing high for a ball, now 2-0. It's basically whatever comes first, the ball or the player.
Yeah.
You're just kind of assuming that that's going to stay true to form underneath the dust bowl underneath. Two wide ones from Van Beck to Stengler. Streaks with a good chance right here. And that pitch in there for a strike. They got a man at second. There is two outs here. Scoreless ball game, bottom three. State tournament entrant game between New Munich and Spring Hill. Beer with a good lead at second. The Terrace family leaving him alone out there. As there he goes for third. 2-1 pitch, cut on and miss. Nate Terrace's throw to third and out at third base. He had the big lead. He tried swiping three, but the old man punches him out right there. Nate Terrace with a dart down to third.
I don't understand that. You don't want to get thrown out to end an inning at base, and you got number two hitter up, Kirby. It's just, yeah, maybe not the wisest of moves.
You're in scoring position.
Yep,
so,
and you're fast.
And you're fast. You're going to score on a single, but that's the way she goes. We've played three, scoreless for New Munich there in the third. No runs, no hits, no errors, nobody left on base. Back in a minute, scoreless ball game on KASM.
If you need concrete for your home, farm, or business, then giddy up and go to Worms Lumber and Ready Mix in New Munich, Sauk Center, and Long Prairie. Worms Lumber and Ready Mix has precast products including H or J style feed bunks, bunker style wall sections, and manufactured slatted floors. No concrete jobs are too big or small for Worms Lumber and Ready Mix in New Munich, Sauk Center, and Long Prairie. Working hand in hand with our good neighbors and farmers for 100 years. Call us today at 837-5288. Kensington Insurance and Grinnell Mutual are always focused on dedicated, personalized service for you. That means you can trust us to keep you top of mind. We'll be there when you need us most, helping protect all that's important to you, including your future. With Grinnell Mutual, you can trust in tomorrow. Contact Nancy Mathiason, your local Grinnell Mutual agent at Kensington Insurance today for all your insurance needs. Trust in Tomorrow is a registered trademark of Grinnell Mutual Reinsurance Company.